You've probably gotten good at something the same way that I got good at wrestling. And my hope is that this story will remind you of that something in your past. I was a high school junior trying out for the wrestling team. I tried out for 3 years in junior high school and made it the third year, but never wrestled a varsity match. My junior year, something occurred which, looking back, was perhaps the most pivotal occurrence of my entire life. I was weighing in, which means I'm standing on a scale with a coach beside me. With the coach beside me and no one else in the coach's office but me, I got up enough courage to say to the coach, "I really want to be great at wrestling." He said, "Being great at anything takes a lot of dedication. Are you willing to do what it takes?" I said yes, just like anyone else would have, standing there with one of the most winning wrestling coaches in the state of Tennessee. But at the time I said yes, I had no idea what it meant. His advice was this, and please listen very closely because it holds the key to your success as it did mine. He said, "Tim, don't try to learn everything about wrestling. Just master one move." He continued by saying, "Tim, when you master a move and you know it better than anyone else, you can always use that move effectively, even if your opponent knows you're going to use that move on him." I said, "Okay, what do I do?" He instructed me to choose a takedown. You don't have to know anything about wrestling to understand what this means. A takedown simply means you do a move that puts your opponent on the mat instead of him putting you on the mat. I told the coach I would master the double leg takedown. He then instructed me how to do it correctly, and then he told me how to master it. He told me to walk around the mat pretending that I'm shooting under someone and grabbing both of his legs, which is a double leg takedown. So I began doing that. At first, I was real excited about this trick he had given me to make me great at wrestling. I went around that wrestling mat maybe 30 times, scooping down, pretending I was grabbing someone's legs. Then I started feeling pain in my lower back, and I noticed that from me scooping down, I had torn off the skin off my right knee. They call this carpet burn or strawberry. Anyway, I think you get the picture. Well, I figured I had done enough mastering for one day, so I started wrestling with some of the other guys on the team. While I was wrestling, I looked up to find my wrestling coach looking at me with his arms folded. I asked him the one word every teenager knows, "What?" Like, I didn't know what. He said to me in a disappointing tone, "I thought you wanted to be great." I told him I did, and he asked me why I'd stopped doing what he told me to do. I shrugged my shoulders in a gesture to imply that I didn't know why I stopped. As he began to walk away, I tried to get sympathy from him by explaining how my back hurt. I showed him that my knee was bleeding. Now, these excuses would have worked great on my mom, but they got me nowhere with my coach. So in an angry way, I began to walk around the mat for the remainder of that evening, which was about an hour or so. But I didn't do it in an "I want to learn this" kind of way. I did it from an obligatory way. Nonetheless, over the next few weeks, I began to find it easier to scoop down and pick up the simulated legs of my opponent. I began in my own mind to visualize a real opponent. I began to feel my arms wrap around his legs. I began to see him jumping back to stop me from reaching his legs. This caused me to make lightning-quick decisions of when to shoot in for his legs. When I would actually be wrestling with guys on the team, I was finding it easier to take them down to the mat. And because I was finding it easier, I wanted to do it more often. Are you starting to hear the similarities to how I got good at inviting? It's the same. I found myself taking someone down to the mat and then letting him go, just so I could take him down again. Of course, this perfected my takedown ability even more. I got to where I could take down anyone on the wrestling team, whether they were the little tiny guys who were lightning quick or the big goon heavyweight guys. Needless to say, I made the varsity team, and when I would wrestle against other high school wrestlers, I would win. Here's the profound part of this. Coaches from the opposing teams would videotape me and try to train their wrestlers to stop my double leg takedown. I remember I was in a tournament, and my opponent was right across from me on the mat, and we were getting ready to start. Just before the referee started the match, my opponent's coach yells out, "Watch out for the double leg takedown. It's the only thing he knows." That scared me because I knew he was right. But when the whistle blew, indicating that we were to start, I honestly didn't know anything else to do. So I took him down with a double leg takedown. Let me make sure you get the point here. He knew I was going to do it, but he couldn't stop it. See, when you master something, you've got it. You know it. You're certain about it. I want to focus your attention on something. What did I do differently from the rest of the team members who had the same coach, I might add? I chose one thing to master. The rest of the team members would spend the entire 2-hour practice working on several different moves. That's the fundamental difference. My 2 hours of practice were focused on the double leg takedown. My teammates' efforts were divided between the many different moves they could execute as well as defensive moves. Where this really showed itself was when we actually went against our opponent on the mat. And this is the point I've been leading up to, and the whole reason I told you this story, so be very alert. When I walked out onto the mat to wrestle, what do you think I was thinking about? The double leg takedown. No other thoughts, just the double leg takedown. What do you think the other members of my team were thinking about when they walked on the mat? A lot of different things.